National Day for Truth and Reconciliation happening on Saturday, September the 30th. Special guest with us right now, and I'll let you introduce yourself.
Dr. Nicole Redvers, and I'm a member of the Deninukwe First Nation, but also associate professor at the Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry, as well as the director of Indigenous Planetary Health.
All right, September the 30th, coming up Saturday, National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, also Orange Shirt Day. Give us your initial thoughts on this day being recognized every year on September the 30th.
Yeah, well, as not a residential school survivor myself, but my mother was, my grandmother was, most of my family was, the effects of residential school are very much in my purview of lived experience. And one of the ultimate things, I think, growing up, not having the recognition and the understanding from general Canadians on this day was very difficult as a young person growing up, trying to grapple with, you know, a quiet reality that was often not talked about in general spaces. And having the day come about, I can see, even within my own family, the comfort with being able to speak and to share stories about this time has substantially increased since this day was announced, to the extent that I have never seen before in the many, you know, years of my life, which goes to show for me the importance of having this showcase that survivors do feel that it's okay to talk and share their stories, where before that just wasn't something that felt safe to do. So I'm really grateful that this day has been officially named and recognized here at Western University. For example, we have a non-teaching day as well, giving the time for students and others to reflect on the meaning of this day. It's always a hard week, I think, for many of us, but grateful that people are taking the space and time to talk about these issues and the real experiences of people in this country.
Nicole, unfortunately, there are still people out there that don't understand why this day occurs every September or reasons behind it. What do you say to people who might be still in that mental time frame?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we know what our own lives is, and just as much as everybody else understands their own truth, I understand my own truth, and so do many survivors out there. And it's not up to me to tell somebody else that comes from a different country or a different place what their lived experience was, what their experiences were, what they saw with their own eyes. I would not do that. And I know many other Indigenous peoples would not. And I think Indigenous peoples are just looking for the same respect back, that, you know, when we say we've experienced something, when we felt this, when we've lived it, we've seen things with our own eyes, that is us. That is the truth for the way that we have been for decades. And I hope that acknowledgement of respecting one's own truth will become more apparent as the years come on.
My broadcasting corporation, we personally are doing a day to listen. We'll be airing a day to listen programming in honor of National Day of Truth and Reconciliation on Saturday. Your thoughts to the fact that there are many media outlets coast to coast that are doing something in honor of this day on Saturday?
I think it's incredibly important. It's one small step in a number of steps that are required, I think, to move this country forward and to hear those stories, the true stories. You know, we cannot as a society get to true equity. As one of my colleagues, Dr. Donald Warren, says, you know, we have to walk through truth, even though sometimes it's uncomfortable. You know, we're not trying to blame people necessarily, but we need to walk through truth to be able to get to a place of equity in this country, and being able to have stories amplified from Indigenous community members, I think, is a good first step.
Nicole, I appreciate your time talking with us this morning and sharing your background and your stories. And I just want to say thank you for this.
Merci, Cho. Thank you.